Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Lifted up, let him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Happy Resurrection Day. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. That's right, people. He's alive. He's alive forevermore. And because he lives, you can live also. Forever and a day and eternity with him back here on earth right now, living a high life that's in Christ Jesus, going forward with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Today we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Conqueror of death, hell, and the grave. And he is, you know, he is Lord, he is Savior, he is reigning King, and he came, paid the price for us. It was prophesied that he would come, and then he came, and he's coming again, man. Resurrection story, the resurrection day that we're celebrating right now is captured in two words. Simply put, he lives. And if Christ did not rise from the grave, all of our efforts are nothing but a perpetuation of a great hoax. But he is. He's alive, and he's alive forevermore. When you get born again, his spirit will bear witness with your spirit, and you will know that you know that he is saved. And boy, he's coming back again to earth, and he's coming back again to the earth with great power and great authority. But he's coming back right now he's coming back also with a righteous church, one without spot or wrinkle, not one sick, not one feeble amongst you, not one of you suffering from physical bodily weakness. No, sir, God's coming back for a glorious church, glorious in every way, not having spot or wrinkle. Salvation is complete and total soundness in every area of life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken. So live the victory and celebrate this day, because it is worthy of your time. It's worthy of your effort to get in on the celebration. Blessed be his holy name. Yes. TouchedByHim.org, TouchTBHM.org. That's how you find out all our contact information from the web, from the internet. You can write it down here. I'll repeat it once over the airwaves here, but you can just go to the internet, TouchedByHim.org, TBHM.org, your URLs will get you to the place where you're headed. So anyway, on the homepage at tbhm.org, touch at the bottom left-hand side, you got all our contact information, our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. You can call us by phone, 970-314-4077. If you reach out to us and get voicemail, just leave your message. Leave us the reason why you're calling. If you need prayer, leave the prayer request. You know, write and mail us your prayer request. Leave your prayer request on the phone. if you and we'll start praying immediately for you. Whenever we receive a prayer request, we pray the moment we come in contact with it. Whatever we're doing, we'll set it aside. We'll wind it down for a brief moment just so we can pray for you and come in agreement with you for your prayer request. Also, so when you do that by telephone, the benefit there is it becomes your point of contact. If you write us a letter, that's even better because it becomes, we can lay our hands on it, you know, and come in contact as the same thing as the woman with the issue of blood who said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And when her opportunity came, she did just that. When you take the time to write us a letter, we lay hands on it. We touch that letter between you and the ministry touched by him, us here, that becomes a point of contact between us. And then we pray for you. And God is a God who answers prayer. He's a mighty God. Everybody that I've been talking to of late, it's amazing the miraculous healings that have been going on, even when we are under attack all the time. You know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue which arises against us in judgment shall be condemned. And that's our promise as citizens of the kingdom of God. So resurrection story is captured in these two words: he lives. And if he that's what ultimately persuaded me with the disciples, because when he was crucified on the cross, when the Lord was crucified on the cross and carried off to the tomb, they beat feet, they split, they didn't know what to make of this thing. But after this day, the resurrection, all of a sudden they're out within days, out within weeks, and within 60 days of his crucifixion, they're out preaching the word like never before. No matter what the threat was on their lives, and all you have to do is study what happened to all the disciples. Each one of them met a pretty horrific ending to their lives, but they wouldn't change their testimony. Why? Because he lives. He rose again from the dead, and this is a day to rejoice. So anyway, back to the other ways in contact with us. You also have Pray With Me at tbhm.org. Pray With Me at tbhm.org. So email us and your prayer requests, whatever questions that you have, you can email them there. And, you know, we'll get back in touch with you via email. Now, we're not going to market you. We reveal our sources to anybody as far as our mailing lists are concerned, our email lists are concerned. We don't share that with anybody. We don't keep them online. We have special places in which we protect them. So, know that that's another good way in which we can you can make contact with us through the emails. We print them out and we put them in with all the mailed-in prayer requests, and we lay hands on them. God's on the move. There's a great healing process. There's a great healing movement now getting, again, there's a third awakening going on. You know, we had the original day of Pentecost, you know, then we had, that was the former rain. We had the latter rain at the time of the Azusa Street revival that took place in the early 1900s out of a livery stable. Ultimately, it started off in a home on Bonnie Bray Street, and then they moved it to a livery stable, which had a solid earth floor in it. The home on Bonnie Bray Street, that was the home of William Seymour and his wife, they celebrated, and the healing services broke out. God visited his people there. Great miracles happened, and they were packing the house so much that the foundations in the house started giving away. So they found another place and ended up in a livery stable that they converted over to a church building where they could hold their services right there in the center of Los Angeles, California. And then so that was the latter rain, the former and the latter, and now the third and promised final outpouring of his spirit on all flesh is underway. And there's one more outbreak, there's one more great awakening underway right now, and it's going to include the healing power of God, the wonder working miraculous healing power of God. It's getting underway, and it's being poured out everywhere on all flesh. The whole earth and he's going to continue pouring out his Spirit on all flesh until the whole earth is filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And this final awakening and healing movement that is underway is going to be great, is going to be as greater than the former and the latter rain combined. And it's underway now. It's kicked off. It's this Passover of the year 5785 on the Hebrew calendar, the year 2025 on the current calendar that the world operates on for the most part here, at least in the Western world, that it's underway. So that's all that you need to know. So email us, praywithme@tbhm.org. Understand this, that nothing is impossible with God. No matter what man says, with God, all things are possible. And that's all that you have to become persuaded of. He's a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. He can do anything when it comes to your health and your healing. And if you read your Bible on a daily basis, and I've been given messages over how you get there and go into the deeper things of God, which he wants all of us to go into, but it's you that's got to put the effort out. I can't do it for you. He will meet you when you seek him early. You will find him. When you make time for God, he'll make time for you. And in that, you'll have all the time you need in any given day to get everything done that you need to get done. And then and just have a joyous and special life, which is what this great awakening is all about, drawing people unto him. If I be lifted up, I will draw all people unto me. And that is what is happening. So today we celebrate, you know, not his death, not his burial, but we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he conquered death, hell, and the grave. So anyway, on our website also, you got that media page, this broadcast. If you're listening over the radio, this broadcast is limited to 30 minutes, and we always cut the messages short just to wrap up the broadcast time, because we only lease that 30 minutes of airtime over the radio. However, you can go to the webpage, and on the media page, you go to tbhm.org or touchedbyhim.org, go to that website, and then go to the media page, click on that, and it'll bring you to the current weekly radio broadcast by date. But the full message is posted up there, and this will be the radio week of 4/20/2025, and then there'll be you know, typically five other radio broadcasts along with that one posted back for you to read and reacquaint you with. And it's always better to listen to a broadcast more than once, because faith comes by hearing by the word of God. I include all my broadcasts include the word of God in all of it throughout its entirety. The song that we open and close with is from the God of Abundance CD, put out by Kenneth Copeland Ministries. From our website, you can go to the related links page, just click on resources, and then under resources you'll see related links. Click on there and you'll see an image on there God of Abundance CD, and that very first song that we open and close the broadcast with is from that CD. So it's out there for you. So connect with it. You know, get, download yourself a copy. It goes straight to Kenneth Copeland Ministries and their message that we are a part of, because it was the Lord who brought me to Kenneth Copeland in the beginning, back in the 1980s. After I got saved, you know, I was reading the Bible. I got saved from reading the Bible. I just read it, kept reading it, came across Romans 10:9-10, where Paul says, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Salvation being complete and total soundness in every area of life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken, reestablished with a right relationship with our Father God in heaven. And when I came across that and I got down on my knees and I did that, confessing Jesus as Lord, you know, he came into my life. The Holy Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind, just like the day of Pentecost. And I've never been the same since. And the same thing can happen to you. And then when you start pursuing God, He'll lead you and guide you into all truth. He's always with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He set you on high because you have known His name. And He will be with you in trouble. He will deliver you. He will honor you. And with long life, He will satisfy you and show you His salvation. So many people are coming along there in that area of long life. I have a lot of believers as a ministry. We've been in I came to the ministry late. I was well past my 30s. I was just a little over 30 when I got saved, and we've been in the ministry for the past 25 years, ordained, going forward, and letting God, you know, lead the way here for us at Touched by Him Ministry. He does it. We lean upon Him, not our own understanding. And the fact that we are still here and have been here for 25 years going forward, you know, living the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus is support enough and encouragement enough for us here at the ministry to just keep going forward. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. One other thing, you know, I wanted to thank all the givers on this special day. Before I get into the message, I just want to thank all the people who have financially supported us over the years. I mean, every time I think of all you people who support us, and I'm so grateful for you. I give thanks to my God. Whenever I pray, I make my request for all of you who give into this ministry with joy, for you have been my partners in spreading the good news about Christ from the time you first heard it until now. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue His work until it is finally finished, on the day when Jesus, the Anointed One, returns. You know, that's a scripture that I quoted to you there out of Philippians 1, verses 3 through 6 of the Living Translation, out of the New Living Translation. But God, you know, He's going to bless you for supporting us financially. And one of the things I wanted to point out on our donation page, you can go to that, you can click on the word donate. And at the very bottom of that donation page, if you follow what you can go there and offer and send your offering in, you can get a copy of the Book of Remembrance. It's just a message that I put together. It's a time of special offerings right now. We're in the Passover season, Feast of Unleavened Bread, Feast of First Fruits. And in that time, God has other books in heaven, and one of those books is the Book of Remembrance, and that book is open right now, and you can get your name written into it. And when you give an offering over and above your tithe in anticipation, God commanded us three times in a year to come before Him with a special offering over and above your tithe. And when you give according to the special offering, God's going to give a special blessing to you, plus you get your name written down once again into another book called the Book of Remembrance, and He's going to pour out that blessing and continue to pour it out. And great and mighty things are underway right now that you know not. So all that information is out there. Encourage you to do that. Thank you for your giving. God will deeply and earnestly bless you and bring more into your hands so you can do it all over again. So Jesus, so many times in the offering, said, "I am He." You know, I just quickly want to read the scripture out of Luke 24, 1 through 9, and this is out of the King James. "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they," His disciples, "came unto the sepulchre where they left His body before the start of Passover at sundown, when they took Him off the cross and put Him in there, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. The women showed up. They didn't know how they were going to get in there, and the stone was already rolled away in the account given in Luke. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? And they questioned the two angelic hosts questioned them. And He said, He's not here, but is risen. Remember how we spake unto you when He was yet in Galilee, how the Lord had spoken unto them when He was still with them, on the earth in Galilee, saying, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulcher and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. And, you know, it goes from there. The truth is, people, the Lord is coming again to the earth with great power and great authority. The picture of who he really is I am he. You know, he said, when before Abraham was, I am. That's what inflamed all the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And Caiaphas, the high priest at the time, inflamed him because he claimed to be God. Because Jesus is God, people. They left the Seder meal of the Passover the night of the prior to the eve of Passover and went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus left to go pray while he was in the garden as he was deeply troubled. Judas was leading a group of soldiers to betray him. Jesus asked the disciples if they would pray for him even 1 hour. Yet they couldn't do it. Here he reveals his thoughts on prayer, saying, just 1 hour. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus gave himself over to the plan of God fully, even though he knew what he was going to have to go through in this next 24-hour period or period of 3 days, from the time he was crucified all the way up until his resurrection. And nevertheless, he said, not my will, but thy will be done, speaking to the Father in this case and surrendering to it, setting himself like stone, like flint. He set his countenance to go forward with this, and he pursued it and continued on. And he, you know, and then the next thing you know, he got to meet Judas and the soldiers. Judas betrayed him with a kiss. Oh, what a stab in the heart that was. When Jesus spoke to the soldiers after they answered his questions on whom they are seeking, saying, I am he, they all fell to the ground. You know, Jesus said, I am. You know, boom. When he said, I am what I am, he was telling them that he is God. And when he spoke that, they all hit the earth. And this is the true picture of who he is, one who rules heaven and earth with all power and all authority. So, you know, Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. He shall reign, and you shall reign with him as he reigns forever and ever. It's all over for the enemies of God, the devil and his cohorts. They've all been defeated, and they're all going down in his perfect timing. It's all being wrapped up. The shaking that's going on right now throughout the entire earth is the Lord's doing. This operation that's going on right now is all about the Lord. Final prophecies before he comes back are underway. He's in the process of making you, as a believer, glorious, one not having spot or wrinkle, and all of heaven is available to you from this day going forward at a level that you never experienced or understood before, simply because he lives. So, you know, he was taken to the Pharisees. The Lord was taken to the Pharisees, and when they found him guilty of blasphemy, they delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate could find no fault in the man worthy of death, but the Pharisees were not interested in justice. They were interested simply in seeing Christ be crucified. So Pilate, he delivered Christ to Herod, whose Roman guard mocked him, jammed a crown of thorns on his head, removed his seamless robe, and put a robe of royalty on him in mockery. And then the Lord God himself was sent then back to Pilate a second time, where he was beaten with a Roman cat of nine tails, where he received 39 stripes. Every time it touched him, it pulled chunks of flesh and bone from his body. The blood ran down his back in rivulets, saturating the cobblestones around him. If you watch that Passion of the Christ that Mel Gibson did, none of it spoken in English, but who notices that? The graphic images were the best that I've seen that really portray the beating that he took for us. You know, 40 lashes minus one, every lash representing a set form of sickness and disease. He paid the price for your health and healing on his way to the cross. You know, taking that beating. And then on the cross, he became the scapegoat for us. He carried away all of our sickness, all of our pain. The sin of the world was all upon him. Through one man, sin entered when Adam bowed his knee to Satan. And then through one man, the right relationship with man was restored by the price he paid. So, you know, the blood ran down his back in rivulets, saturating the cobblestones around him. And he was then sentenced to crucifixion on an old rugged cross, which he dragged through the streets of Jerusalem. And when he saw the daughters of Jerusalem weeping for him, he said, "Daughters, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and weep for your children and your children's children," because he looked just 40 years into the future, where the Roman soldiers under the command of Titus, where he would besiege the city, Titus would, and wage war against the Jews. And according to Josephus, 1.1 million of the Jews died in that siege, and people became so hungry, mothers even ate their own children. "Don't weep for me," the Lord tells you, "weep for yourselves." Up the steep slope of Calvary he climbed, where atheistic hands nailed him to an old rugged cross. And at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on that day, Jesus, that was the day before Passover, Jesus Christ bowed his blood-soaked head and stated, "It is finished." The plan of redemption was finished. Your sin was finished. Sickness and disease was finished. You being kept outside of the covenants of Israel was finished, because at that moment God grafted us in under the new covenant, sealed with his own blood, and at that moment we became royalty at the throne of God. So, before sundown on the Sabbath, his followers took his blood-soaked body down from the cross. He placed it in a borrowed tomb. He wrapped his body in a burial cloak with 100 pound of spices, and he lay dead in the tomb. You know, politicians were going about slapping themselves on the back, glad to be rid of such a troublemaker. Satan laughed in spasms of demonic laughter, stating that, "I finally won a battle that began just after Genesis 1 and 1. And Satan says, "I lost at the Tower of Babel, I lost at the manger, but I've won at the cross," and now he is dead. But then on that third day, he rose again. The dawn of hope was born. Angels swooped down from heaven to roll the stone away, not to let him out, but to let us in to see that he was gone. There was a blinding flash of light, another earthquake, and the Roman soldiers fell to the ground in absolute terror. And out of the darkness of the tomb, Jesus walked out as the King of Kings, as the Lamb of God, as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, as the King of Glory, as the fairest of 10,000, as the Alpha and the Omega, the one who was dead but now is alive forevermore, the conqueror of death, hell, and the grave, the champion of the cross, heaven's hope, hell's dread, and on the third day he rose again. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. What does the resurrection mean? It means that every claim Jesus stated about himself and his kingdom is absolutely true. It means there is eternal life to all that believe. "He that believes in me shall never die. Because I live, you shall live also." Since Ponce de Leon, people have been searching for the eternal life, the chalice that will give them life everlasting. If that was the only promise of the gospel of Christ, it would by itself make this the greatest story ever told. People right now are having their bodies frozen for 250,000 so that when science can find the cure, they can be thawed out, healed, going on living. But there's a far better deal, which costs nothing. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. When you do that, you become a citizen of the kingdom of God, a member of the royal family, a mansion in glory, a robe of righteousness, and a crown of glory. What does the resurrection mean? It means that Jesus truly was the Son of God, the Son of glory. He was not a deranged lunatic. He was not indeed the Lamb of God that takes away. He was indeed the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He said, "Destroy this temple, and after 3 days, I will raise it up." And that's exactly what he did. Buddha is still in his grave. Muhammad, but the tomb of Jesus Christ is still empty. People line up for blocks to see an empty tomb. He's not there. He is risen. He lives. What does the resurrection mean? Satan is defeated. The Bible says that Jesus entered into the bowels of hell and introduced himself as the conqueror from the cross. Then he led all of those who were in the captivity of Abraham's bosom into the heaven of God. He grabbed Satan by the hair of his head, made a public show of him in hell, on earth, and in heaven, dragging him from one corner all the way to the other. And it's important for every believer here on earth, on planet earth, to realize and know that Satan has no power over you, no authority, and he cannot control you. He cannot torment you with fear. My peace I give unto you, believer, not as the world has, but such as I have, I give unto you. Peace that surpasses understanding. Peace that the world knows nothing about. They're panicked right now because everything in this earth is being shaken, because that which has been shaken will continue to be shook. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken will remain. You cannot be tormented by depression. You cannot be tormented by danger. You cannot be tormented by disease. He is the great physician. Do you remember what he said? The angels declared, then they remembered. They wasted 2 days sobbing and mourning. Stand on the promises of God, people. Before every dawn, there is always a midnight. Remember his promises. Christ the Lord is risen today. What a victory we serve. I have a hard time even getting that message out because it just brings tears to my eyes. Blessed be his holy name. For all you unbelievers out there, I'm talking to you right now. Behold, he stands at the door and knocks. And if any of you hear and listen to and heeds his voice, opens the door that he's knocking on, he will come into your life. He will eat with you, and he will eat with me, the Lord says. So he who overcomes is victorious. I will grant him to sit at my right, sit beside me on my throne, as I myself overcame, was victorious, and sat down beside my Father on his throne. This is Jesus talking to John in the book of Revelation. He who is able to hear, let him listen to and heed that the Holy Spirit says, or what the Holy Spirit says to the assemblies, the churches, the ecclesia, all believers everywhere. Christ the Lord is risen today, and because he has risen and is alive, you live also with him. Blessed be his holy name, now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.